nowhere to tie it to. So, nice easy way of putting a bandage on somebody's head. Oh, Natasha, that's not a very nice cut on the top of your head.
I'm in the Attenden Primary School, where, as you can hear, they're getting a lesson in first aid. And it's always amazed me that we don't do this in primary schools. I remember years and years ago on Tomorrow's World, going out to Norway, and in every school in Norway, they do this. All the children learn how to resuscitate, about the recovery position. But in West Berkshire, at certain rural schools, they've decided it'd be a really good idea for children to know these first aid skills, just because it can take a long time for ambulances to get to certain areas. I'm just going to go and chat to some of the boys here. Now, we've had quite a bit of fun this morning, haven't we, on the quiet? We've learned a lot, obviously. You know, what have you enjoyed the most?
Probably seeing Natasha being wrapped in like a bandage, and it's pretty funny because it keeps falling off. And when he done it at one point, he wrapped it around her mouth, and everybody laughed.
And you learned the recovery position this morning, didn't you?
That was fun. That was exciting.
Now, why did you enjoy that?
It's just like because I never knew that, and I like knowing new stuff.
Now, can you remember, because you were told there's a certain sort of way of remembering it, all of the different things that you had to do when you put someone in the recovery position. What did you have to do?
Well, I was with Michael, and he's done the first aid before, so he sort of, like, helped me to, like, remember it.
Basically, do you mean, like the thing that you go through?
Yeah.
Well, Roger taught us it's, hello, miss. You put your hand up. And then, please slap my cheek. You put your hand on the other side of your cheek.
So that's what you're doing to the person who's collapsed.
Yeah, and then you have to put your knee up and push in the knee, and it rolls you over. And then you don't drown on your own sick if you get sick.
Great. So very, very confident about doing it. You know. So has it been a good morning?
Really good. It was better than all the other school mornings that we usually have.
And we have also worked out, because you were very honest about who the naughtiest person is.
Michael.
Yeah.
I even admitted it.